I don't know if you know, but my friends at Cheerios are so inspired by what you're doing to support students. They want you to continue helping young people, so they're going to give Westside High School a check for $50,000.
Oh, my God. It must have been an amazing moment for you.
Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, it was surreal just being out there in Burbank, California, and just getting it. I didn't think that. I thought I would just be there just as one of the new faces of urban education, but wow. I got $50,000 out of it for my baby, so, you know, that was awesome.
We're here with Akbar Cook. He's the principal of Westside High School in Newark, New Jersey. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you for having me.
This washer and dryer initiative, it really took a life of its own with an outpouring of donations to the school. What kind of impact has this had on your students?
I mean, we always get the short end of the stick. So, I mean, just Westside, we are located, like, right on a graveyard. So the kids feel some type of way coming to school, and they don't normally feel the love. So when my staff, we came in with nothing but love, and then just from all of the love that's been pouring in from all over the world. I mean, I can't name a country that hasn't sent us donations. So they just feel loved, and they feel happy that they're being shown in a different light.
Ellen DeGeneres and people from all over the world aren't the only people who've been sending you all of these different things, from deodorant, detergents. You've also had community partners, right? Local?
Yes, absolutely. I can't speak enough about my alumni association. They created a platform for me to be able to put my arm around these babies and do some amazing work. So my alumni association has been amazing. Newark Public Schools, I mean, you have a new principal that is trying to do things that have never been done before, and my superintendent, Roger Leone, has been behind me every step of the way. So, and just, you know, local Boys and Girls Club, just the New Jersey Food Bank. It's just, I mean, it's countless others that helped me out. But yes, my community has been right behind us the whole way.
And if I'm not mistaken, this whole entire initiative with the washers and dryers began with another initiative that you had here at Westside.
Yes, we created a Lights On program here. And the Lights On program was started to create a safe place for kids in the summer. I was losing kids to gun violence, so I wanted to create a space for them to be kids. And it's from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and that's during the summer. And then on the school year, we do it on Friday nights from 6 p.m. to 11. So the Lights On pretty much put us in a light where we became the community school, so folks already knew about the amazing things that we were doing. And then, you know, when you start, you know, knocking down barriers such as bullying, that's when the laundromat initiative came in, because I couldn't have kids being home because they didn't have clean clothes, or they didn't want to come to school because they was being bullied because of the dirty clothes. So we removed that barrier with PSENG and my alumni association, and the rest has been history.
Walking around these hallways, man, you command some respect from your students. It's almost like they're friends of yours as opposed to you're their principal, right? I remember when I was in school, the principal was like, you know, oh, he's coming down the hall, look the other way. It's the total opposite with you and your students.
Yeah, I always, when I got hired initially, they wanted this big black man to be a drill sergeant. That's not who I was. I led with love, and it took me a few years to find myself, but once I found my stride, I lead with love, and these kids know I'll be the first one that, you know, come down with the hammer, but I'll also be the first one to pick them up if they fall. So it's just, you have to lead with love in anything that you do, and once you give it, you'll get it in return. So that's what I do, and I just been successful at it.
And how about the parents of the kids? How have they reacted to all of this? It's garnered a lot of attention.
Yes, the parents that are involved, they welcome all of the attention and all of the products that we have. But we initially started this because I did have a huge population that was going without. They was parentified, and they was taking care of younger siblings and their children, so they didn't have. So I am their parent. That's why I say locus parentis. In the event that the parent is not there, I'm the parent. So I take that on, and so do my staff, and that's how we've been leading with love.
And how about other schools taking on such a thing as a laundromat? Is this something that you could recommend, and how would they go about doing it?
Absolutely. I mean, everyone doesn't have my alumni. The Westside Alumni Association has been powerful in helping us out with some of these initiatives that we have. But I spoke with my superintendent yesterday, and we want to figure out how to work with the school funds to figure out how we can set it up where the kids can not only have wash and dry, because I believe every high school at least have one wash and dry, but it's setting up a program where they can use it throughout the course of the day. But we're definitely trying to be at the forefront of trying to figure out what other schools can do, so we won't just be the only one here. And I believe next up is Weequay High School there in the South Ward, and they already purchased some wash and dry. So it's just shipping over some of this abundance of laundry detergent that I have to over them so they can start as well.
Talking numbers here, laundry detergent. What do you think? How many approximately laundry detergent pods, bottles of bleach? What do you think? An approximate number.
I can't even, man. It's countless. I have 5 to 7 years worth. I'm talking about for my school just to use. I have 5 to 7 years worth. We have rooms I didn't even show you. So it's like, and it's not going to stop. I mean, I had to tell the population, can you send us toiletries now? Because my girls are going without feminine products. My guys are going without deodorant and soap. So we had to switch gears a little bit because we had so much laundry detergent. But we can supply the Tri-State area for sure.
Besides Newark School District, have you had any other school districts within the state or even outside of the state who heard your story and called you up and maybe asked for some advice?
Absolutely. I just came back from Houston. I was out there speaking to a local community out there about how they can do some of these initiatives. I'm going out to Vegas next week to speak to the Las Vegas School District about incorporating some of these. So, yes, I have been going all around the states, but just been talking to people all around the world. I was met with some young ladies from India, and they are trying to do it out there. So, the reach has been amazing, to where the Washington Redskins, I saw that they bought their local school districts in Washington Drive. So the impact has been amazing. I'm just so happy that I was at the forefront of it.
And with all of this going on, do you have any other lingering projects here at Westside that you'd like to take care of?
Wow, it's a lot, man. I think now that the word is getting out that, you know, don't forget about my high school babies. I think now we have to go on the diplomas. I think everyone puts so much onus on the high school diploma that, you know, where I'm telling my kids, it's nothing but wall art for your parents. That's all it is. You cannot go out there and get a living wage with that piece of paper. And kids think they're at the finish line, and it's not. This is not the finish line. This is just the beginning of your life. So if I can start, you know, getting that word out to stop putting so much, you know, prestige on a high school diploma when it's a minimum job is waiting for you on the other end, I think that'd be something that America needs to step up and start figuring out how we can, you know, other countries are having secondary education for cheaper than what we're doing. So I just want to be at the forefront of that. So definitely just trying to find a living wage for my babies and also not putting so much prestige on the high school diploma.
Could you have ever imagined all of this turning out this way when you very first came up with the idea to say, let's put a laundromat in the school?
I honestly thought that it would probably be on the cover of Newsweek or Time, but not just with me. I was thinking that maybe some other educators that was doing some amazing things, you know, far as urban education across the globe, I thought we would just be on the cover. But never did I thought I would be on the Ellen DeGeneres Show or, you know, top five on CNN last week, you know, of stories that change the way people think. So, no, I would be, no, I'm very humbled at all this exposure, but I'm just so happy that my babies are getting some of the stuff that they need to be successful.
Principal Cook, thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you for having me.